Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Artisan Custom Closets.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, those of you that are in your 40s, mid-40s, late-40s, and you're doing just erratic things that are outside your normal personality, outside of what you normally do, and you go, ah, midlife crisis, and you've just used that excuse for 10 years, 8 years, you know what? You're right. It is a midlife crisis, and there's empirical data to prove you right. And I brought in Hal Runkel, life coach, to talk about this today, because this is something that a lot of people have just used that phrase, oh, I'm in a midlife crisis. I did this. Oh, I bought this car because I'm in a midlife crisis. Oh, I cheated on my wife. I'm in a midlife crisis. I quit my job. I'm in a midlife crisis. By golly, they're in a midlife crisis.
Yes, they are.
How can this be?
Well, it's a fascinating phenomenon that we've been talking about for a long time, but it's a moving target because we don't know exactly what age it is. But there is an interesting study that just came out that says right now the lowest part that you will feel in middle age is 47. And it's showing some interesting data that says that there is kind of this turning point that happens around 47.
And you know what? Yeah. I had some really blank stuff happen.
When you were 47?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To both?
Well, here's why it's fascinating. Here's why I wanted to talk about it, is because I am 47 for about 10 more days.
Oh, boy.
And you know, in the last year, my wife and I totally changed both of our jobs.
Yeah.
We sold our house that our kids grew up in, mm-hmm. and downsized and moved into Midtown,
yeah.
Atlanta. And that was just, we even did even some more changes, and we were both 47.
Yeah.
Doing that. So when the study came out, I forwarded it to you and said, we should talk about this.
And I said, you know what? You're the only guest that I would let say, I'm ready to come on your show. And I'm like, let's do it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. You can set your
own
dates.
That makes me feel special.
But this is, it's, and the study said, it's in the New York Post,
yeah.
That it crosses all socioeconomic barriers.
That was fascinating. It transcends race and culture and
it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter if you're in a first world country, a third world country.
Yeah.
And the age stays the same, if I have that correct from the article.
It seems to. That there is something about this kind of, and I remember saying to my wife when I turned 47, because I'm a little older than her, so I turned that about 9 months before she did, and it just felt different than 46. Mm-hmm. 46 still felt, I don't know. It didn't.
It gave you an itch.
Yeah. 47 was like, this is middle age, you know?
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because 100 years ago, I mean, in the 20th century, we essentially doubled the life expectancy. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. And there's some people who are thinking we're going to do that again, which in the 21st century. But good Lord, I don't want to live to 90, much less 180.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to die.
Well, here's the deal. It's not like I want to die, but feeling the way I do physically already at 47.
Well, yeah, you're kind of falling apart already.
I am. But 43 more years.
Oh, no, I want, bring it on.
Really?
Bring it,
okay,
oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, let's get you ready.
Okay, so folks, are you feeling that itch? Are you in your 40s and something feels a little different around 47? Actually, I think they pinpointed it at 47.5.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. I mean, have you done some erratic things that were outside your personality? Did you buy a car? Did you
have an affair? Did you move to Midtown? Did you
get a divorce?
Totally start a new company? We were just talking with somebody, Rhett, who he just started a company when he was 47.
Isn't that crazy? I mean,
it's a wild.
Did it push you to make that big step in your life? If you have felt that, 404-872-0750. Or if you think that's all big hogwash, right, we want to hear from you too, if that's just an excuse.
Well, that's interesting, because we need to make it clear that finding data like this never gives you an excuse. It gives you an explanation, but not an excuse.
What is the difference?
When I was a therapist for 15 years, one of the best things to say is to acknowledge people talking about their painful childhood, for instance, right? Or a bad situation in their marriage. And it's wonderfully helpful to help them see, you know what? That explains a lot.
Okay.
It explains a lot of your current behavior. It doesn't excuse any of it. Because you're still responsible for all your choices, even if your choices have been shaded by your past experiences or your current circumstances. It helps explain, but it doesn't excuse.
Okay.
So somebody taking this show and saying, well, hey, they said 47 and I've been wanting to, you know, leave my wife, and now I got there.
Here
now,
we are.
I can't
I've
help
been
it.
Waiting. I've been, exactly. I was 46, but now I'm 47. Right. So there you go, out the door.
They said on the radio.
Now, let me ask you, as we better our health and health care and we get older, are we going to...
Is it going to move? That's a great question. You know, it's interesting. We have been talking about for a while that, you know, 50 is the new 40.
Mm-hmm.
But what's also interesting is happening is 30 is the new 20. That there is this sociological phenomenon that is creating a new life phase between adolescence and young adult. It used to be adolescence and then you're a young adult.
Yeah.
And now sociologists say there's an emerging adult. And that is 19.
I think I'm still in that.
To 20. It's fun. 19 to 29, you're not a young adult. Which is which is a little strange, because your body still says you're a young adult, but there are lots of people in their 20s who are still living as if they're in college or
right,
and that's part of the phenomenon. But even though that's been changing, this 47 figure seems to have been around for a little while.
Okay, and this was done by a Dartmouth professor. And you can go look this study up if you don't believe us. I mean,
it's fascinating.
It is fascinating. And so
132 countries participated in this thing. It's amazing. But one of the quotes I loved is that unhappiness is hill-shaped in age, meaning it peaks and then it valleys. And what they're saying is 47 is the valley. Now, here's why.
That's the bottom.
That's the bottom.
That's when you're just bottomed out.
And you think about it, we can say it's about physically, right? Because there is something that happened when I turned 40.
What about maybe physiologically?
Yeah.
Your body, your hormones, your body is...
Certainly more for women than men, but men have decreased testosterone. When you turn 40, every year... you will naturally lose 1% of your muscle mass as a male till you die. That's why it's really important to start lifting weights at 40. But that is a physiological fact. Most women are entering into menopause in the late 40s, so that makes sense.
But we've always given midlife crisis rights to men, not women.
Right. Yeah, women, they're not allowed to buy a sports car.
Yeah. It's always been owned by men.
Well, everything's been owned by men. But thankfully, that's changing.
Okay. Let's hit the phone lines. Okay. If you want to join us, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Let's go to Nancy. Nancy, you're on WSB. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, sweetheart. So, midlife crisis, how did you handle it? Or did you?
Oh, I did. I bought a motorcycle for the first time at 47.
You did? Had you ever ridden a motorcycle?
Not once.
No.
That's incredible. At 47, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was great.
That is fantastic.
Gosh.
And did you ride it for a while?
I did. I've since sold it, but yeah, I rode it for several years, and it was a great thing at a bad time. So
wow.
Yeah.
Did your family think you were nuts?
Yes.
Who cares?
My boys got all mad at me, and you know, mom should never ride a motorcycle.
Of course.
I think they were just jealous because you were suddenly cooler than they were.
All right, what'd you buy? Know. What'd you buy, Nancy?
A Harley, of course.
Oh,
that's just fantastic. Harley. Of course.
I love it. I love it. Did you get a tattoo to go with it?
Yes, I did. That's awesome. Good for you.
Good. Okay. Well, did it make you feel better at the time?
Yes, it really did.
Well, because it's
amazing to hear y'all talking about this, because 47 was actually, my mom died when she was 47.
Oh,
so
gosh.
When I hit 47, it was like, it was a strange time.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
So,
well, because, you know, you were thinking about her. But also, here's what they cited in the study, that they include feelings. So the valley is feelings of despair, anxiety, loneliness, sadness, strain, depression, phobias, panic, being downhearted, having restless sleep, losing confidence in yourself, not being able to overcome difficulties, feeling left out, feeling tense, thinking of yourself as a worthless person.
Wow.
Just
okay.
Described Mondays.
Amazing.
You know, yeah, absolutely. Basically. Described every day that ends in a Y, but that's okay. All right, Nancy, I'm proud of you, sweetheart.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
You too.
Right,
that is
you
fantastic.
Too. All right, we're going to take a break. We're talking about midlife crisis, and hitting that at age 47 seems to be the popular age.
I'm almost out.
Oh, you're almost out.
10 days.
All right, you're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News. Listen first thing Monday, too, for those all-important news, weather, and traffic updates. Now back to Atlanta Living with Belinda.
Thank you, Scott. We are having an absolute blast in the studio. It is 47 degrees outside. Boy, it's dropped.
It's 47. That's our magic number,
oh,
47.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you are smart. You are clicking today, Hal Runkle, who is a lifestyle coach and the author of Scream-Free Parenting. And you were never in my house.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It's a work of fiction.
No, I'm not a
screamer?
Yeah, that was going to come out wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, but we are talking about midlife crisis and how there is data that shows that it's real.
It is.
And it peaks our
valleys
really at 47.5. So if you were feeling a little jumpy, little itchy, a little not yourself about 47 and a half, you were not alone. And let's go to the phone lines and speak with Brenda. You're on WSB. How are you, Brenda?
I'm doing great. And I want to really emphasize, it only gets better as you get older.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, I'm a little older than you, and I would have to agree.
It really does, because the things that you used to sweat, just you don't worry about anymore.
Oh, I have to agree with you. I used to be so uptight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't matter anymore. And what matters are, you know, really simple things in life. But I did get kind of crazy one day. I was at the beach, and for no reason at all, I just decided to go get a tattoo. And I wasn't even drinking or anything.
I started to ask.
Yeah, exactly.
Was there alcohol involved?
Liquid courage to...
None.
Wow.
Yeah. I had been thinking about it for about 2 weeks, and I was like, I want a tattoo. And I was 48 years old. And
amazing.
It just, out of nowhere, I was like, boom, I want to go design my own. And so I sort of drew out a little design that's about the same diameter as a plum or something. It's not too big, but it's on the inside of my right ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my one and only tattoo.
Wow.
And I have never regretted getting it. I wear it proudly.
Well, that's awesome.
So it made you feel better.
Well, here's how I'm going to get psychological.
Oh,
real
boy.
Quick. One of the theories around tattooing is the idea of branding cattle. You branded cattle to make sure everybody knew who it belonged to. And when you are choosing to put your own brand on yourself, it is a statement that I am owning myself and my life. And that's one of the things.
And I love that.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that sounds like you were doing. And that's one of the things you just testified to that you're happier now. I think that's partly because you've begun to own more and more of your life.
Mm.
Thank you for that.
Ooh, that was deep, wasn't it, Brenda?
It was. I really appreciate that,
awesome.
That comment. I've never thought about that before.
You belong to you. That's awesome.
You got that right.
Happy life, Brenda.
Thank you so much, y'all. Have a great day.
You too, sweetheart. 27 minutes after 2 o'clock, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more midlife crisis stories. Give us a call, 404-872-0750. You're listening to 95.5 WSB.
Atlanta's News and Talk.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Artisan Custom Closets.
Oh, I love Artisan Custom Closets. They did my closet, master closet and garage. My garage. Oh.
Homie.
Listen, I'm going to take a picture of my garage and send it to you. Listen, your garage is important.
Yes.
It's the first room you see when you come home and the last room you see when you leave. So it should not be cluttery. And it should be organized and zen-like, and everything should have a place.
Can you eat off the floor in your garage?
I mop my garage.
Really? Wow. That's awesome. Good for
yes.
you. Yes. Did Thanks. You start that at 47?
No,
no,
I started that before, okay. Thanks to Artisan Custom Closets. If you saw my garage before,
yeah.
They came and redid it. It was just a dumping ground for things that you didn't know what to do with.
Cool.
Cool. You're like, okay, move on. I'm tired of your garage.
Yep.
Okay. I love how honest you are with me. Okay. And back to what we're talking about, midlife crisis. And you said it's not just the fact that we're hitting the age of 47.
Yeah,
it's not just hitting the light switch.
It's not just physiology that we're turning 47. It's the fact that there are so many other things in our lives that are culminating around that time. That for most of us, our kids are becoming much more self-sufficient, if not already out of the house. Mine were gone. By the time they were 47, the glorious, glorious
day. Don't make me cry.
It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's the way it's supposed to be.
It's not beautiful
yes,
that your kids
is.
Are out of the house.
Yes, it is beautiful. That's the way nature works. You're supposed to leave so they can do their own thing.
I know.
That is the greatest thing. And then you get them totally differently. My daughter's 23. We were just talking. She's visiting this weekend. She's a grown woman off the payroll, and she's amazing. We get to hang out, and we have a blast, and we learn from each other. It's just amazing. But that relationship can't happen if I'm holding on to her when she naturally needs to fly.
I'm not holding on. I'm just holding on from afar. My heart is holding on.
It's bittersweet.
Will's a senior, and
it's bittersweet. So a lot of people in middle age are facing that, and that alone is enough to make us ask interesting questions about ourselves, which you're already doing because your role is changing so dramatically. And when your kids are self-sufficient, it's like, what am I here for? Because I've devoted so much time and energy and effort.
They don't need me.
I mean, I remember, I may have said this before, but I remember my wife and I, like 5 years ago, a week was 3 girls lacrosse games, 3 boys baseball games, 2 meetings with a college counselor. And now, it's like we're staring at each other saying, is Golden Corral open yet? I mean, it's pathetic, but it's forced us to, and that's why around 47 is a time when you begin to ask those questions. And you're like, okay, is this the job that I want to continue to do? Because if you're going to start something new, it's a good time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is this the marriage that I want to be in? Right?
Right.
You got divorced at 47.
I did.
We had a caller earlier. We didn't get to talk to her, but she was saying she got divorced at 47.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very common. Because you're thinking, especially as your kids are beginning to launch, you're like, okay, it's just going to be me and him. It's just going to be me and her. And my wife and I, we were married so young, had kids so young, we were thinking we could live twice as long post-kids as we did with kids.
Yeah.
So this is only like act one. And do I want to do acts 2 and 3?
Act 1, scene 1.
Yes. I mean, it's amazing. And so we just said, you know what, there's some things I want to do differently. And we were had very difficult conversations, and we still do. But she quit her job 20 years. I changed my job dramatically. We sold our house. There's a lot of things happening. You're also, your parents are aging, and that alone is enough to begin to question your role. There is something weird about as long as your parents are alive, there is this sense that you've got a resource, even if they're not a resource for you.
Right.
When they pass, there is this kind of stark experience of it really is on me.
Cut the umbilical cord.
Yeah, it is. And it's and so that's happening mm-hmm. with a lot of folks. And yeah. all of those things are happening around this age. And so it totally makes sense that we want to make changes. Here's another factor. We were talking about this off air, is, you know, we in our 20s and 30s expend a lot of energy building a life, building a career, building a family, and that takes so much of our focus. When we get into our 40s, I remember Adam Sandler did a great joke. He said, in our 20s, you know, you're going to, you know, see the world and make your way. In 30s, you're doing a family and making your mark. 40s, you're like, is there anything to eat around here? I love that joke. But there's this sense of also, though, that the resources I used to kind of handle the pain of childhood,
mm-hmm.
they don't work as well when you get in your 40s.
Right.
Like drinking. It just doesn't feel as good.
No, the next day for sure.
It's terrible. Like, and you don't experience the buzz that you used to get. You just experience the fat
mm-hmm.
and the sleepiness. And then you go to sleep, but you don't stay asleep.
No.
And then you wake up feeling worse.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of resources. One, learning to check out, if you've got a difficult childhood, for instance, it's called dissociation. But one of the things, it's a good, helpful practice. And people describe even sometimes floating above a situation, mm-hmm. you know. Well, that can serve you really well, an ability to compartmentalize and check out. Except when you're in really deep relationships, that doesn't work out so well. People get tired of you just checking out. And so you start to have relationship troubles that you hadn't had before. And it just invites so many interesting questions about, all right, is this how I want to continue? Is this what I want the rest of my life to look like? What I encourage people when I'm coaching them is to actually step into those questions. Don't fight them. Embrace them. Figure out what it is you want. Because so many of us have spent our whole lives trying to go after what we think we're supposed to want.
Right.
That we don't even know what it is we truly do want.
Right.
And it takes maybe there's some courage that comes along in your late 40s to actually say, you know what? I don't want that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I really want this. And it can be scary because it can mean I don't want this partner. It can mean I don't want this life. I don't want this job. I don't want this career. I don't want...
When you've been working toward that.
Exactly. Building it and building it. And then you're like, I'm living somebody else's life. It's not mine anymore. All of that seems to be happening. And I think that's why this 47 age is showing up so significantly.
Okay, you want to go back to the phone lines?
Absolutely. I'm tired of preaching.
Okay. Get off the pulpit.
Yeah.
All right, let's speak with Ben. He's been holding a long time. Ben, you're on WSB. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you all?
Great.
Hey. What you just finished talking about, most people get finish college, go to work, or if they don't finish college, they go to a work, but they never find their passion in life.
Yeah.
And so without the passion, you work, you do all the things, but then when you hit 47, 50, 55, you're not happy.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're just working for money. But when you find your passion, you wake up every morning and you just can't wait mm-hmm. to go do your passion.
My goal is to find a career that I don't want to retire from.
Exactly.
And I'm lucky enough, I say this every time, Ben, when the lottery gets big, if I won the lottery, I promise you I would be sitting in this chair the next day.
And we would rejoice.
I promise you.
We would be afraid that you would leave us.
I would still do this show.
That's
and
awesome.
Don't ask me for a dime. But I would still do the show.
Oh, I'm asking you for more than a dime. You win the lottery.
But go ahead with your comment, sweetie.
Yeah.
At age 60, I was ended up in Birmingham one morning very early because I always got up and left Atlanta to beat the traffic and went to wherever I was going by 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I walked into an account, and the girl said, "Ben, what's the matter with you?" And I've known her for easily 10 years. I said, "Well, you know, on the way over here, I was thinking, what could I give to my three sons? If I give them a ring, they'll lose it or get tired of it. If I give them a car, they'll eventually sell it. If I bought them a house, they would get it wasn't big enough, and they eventually sell it. What can I give them that they'll have for the rest of their life?" And she said to me, "Did you ever consider scuba diving?" It was like the Blue Light Special in the Kmart coming up. And so I took two of my sons, and we got certified that year. I've now been diving for 24 years. I'm 85 years old, and I've got 531 dives under my belt.
And you're still diving at 85?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing.
Congratulations, Ben.
Dude, you're amazing. And your boys go with you, and you guys do that together.
Yes, well, the whole family does. My grandchildren, and I found out that diving is not age related. Jacques Cousteau was diving when he was 91, and he smoked all of his life, which blows me away.
That does, yeah. That is fantastic.
Yeah,
man.
Congratulations, Ben. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Blenda. I enjoy talking to you all too. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good one, sweetheart.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That experiences.
Yes, exactly. Share experiences with your kids.
Yeah, and that's probably what's keeping him young.
Absolutely.
He didn't sound.
Didn't sound like I think I'm going to be when I'm 85.
Yeah. Yeah. that shaky voice.
He sounded. I would have never guessed that he was 85.
No, but you know, he had that light bulb moment.
Yep, he did.
About needing to find passion, needing to find a purpose.
Which is, it's so much bigger than money. You know, we've all seen their studies, and it's remarkably consistent that there is a direct positive relationship between more money and more happiness until you get to a certain standard of living. And so, like, the national average is like $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
There is, up until that point, there is. After that, there is no direct relation between more money and more happiness.
Oh, wow.
In fact, you go higher and higher, it becomes a negative relationship.
Negative.
Right.
Well, Neil Bortz always said, you'll be so unhappy if you win the lottery.
Yes.
I said, this is a bet I'm willing to take.
The stats, the last one I saw, it's about 70% are bankrupt within 10 years.
I'm the most grounded person I know.
Yes.
I can handle this.
You can handle it. Absolutely.
I'm the one person that can handle
You're
this.
The one. Hey, the 3 out of 10 handle it just fine. I do remember this one time I had a coaching client, and they were coming to see me because they had some property in North Dakota that was just because of fracking discovered how much oil reserves they had.
Wow.
And natural gas reserves, both. And so they said they just started getting these checks in, and they got a check. The first one was more money than they had made their entire lives up to that point.
Oh, wow.
And they were expecting to get a check like that every quarter for the rest of their lives.
Oh, wow.
For like 100 years. You know, and it was like they did nothing to bring it on.
Yeah.
And he said, worst thing that ever happened. He said, because the family squabbles.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it.
Yes.
I can see that. But I'm strong enough to handle it.
Of course you are.
And I would put it in some...
Well, here's the biggest problem with it, is imagine tomorrow you woke up with the body of a cover magazine girl. You woke up with that body. How long do you think it would take before it started to look like your body now? If I woke up tomorrow with a Muscle and Fitness magazine body, in 6 months it would look more like mine because I had no idea how to build that body, so I've got no idea how to maintain that body.
Oh, I'd figure it out real fast.
I know you would.
Okay, we're going to take a break and come back with our final segment with our midlife crisis segment. And it is real, people. So you can look it up in the New York Post. Hal Runkle is my guest. You can give us a call, 404-872-0750. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB. Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to the show. Oh my gosh, Hal Runkle, it is time for me to give away the most fabulous weekend prize pack that I've ever had.
Am I ineligible? Dang it.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I'm not listening.
Unless you run to your car and drive around. Okay. A pair of tickets to see two shows at Ameris Bank Amphitheater. Get this. Rod Stewart with special guest Cheap Trick on August the 22nd and Foreigner with special guest Kansas featuring Europe on September the 1st.
Europe, the final countdown.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Tickets to both the shows are on sale now at LiveNation.com. But you can win this fabulous weekend prize pack by being the third caller to 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750. I don't think I've ever had a weekend prize pack like this.
It's fantastic.
I know. That would be a great show. Well, those two shows. Two shows.
Back to back.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
Back to back. Yeah. And I love what we used to call the good old...
The amphitheater.
The amphitheater.
Lakewood.
Yes, Lakewood.
Yeah.
Okay. If folks want to get in touch with you, how do they do it?
They go to halrunkel.com.
How easy is that?
How easy. H-A-L-R-U-N-K-E-L.
Okay, folks, midlife crisis, it's a thing. It's for real. Lots of contributing factors, but thank you so much for joining me in the studio.
Always fun.
And Monica Perez is next. See you next Saturday. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.